Do you remember this?
Lampard! Yes. Brilliant!
It was in, no!
That surely crossed the line. It's not been given. Surely that was in.
Well, the Premier League has voted to introduce goal line technology from 2013-14 season. The Football Association will install a system at Wembley in time for this season's next season's curtain raiser, the Community Shield. The Hawkeye system, which is also used in cricket and tennis, notifies the referee if the ball has crossed the goal line via a signal sent to the officials' watches within 1 second. So is this a good thing or a bad thing for the beautiful game? Joining me is former FIFA assistant referee David Meir. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you this morning?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm a bit excited about the news yesterday.
Oh, no. Well, former player and commentator Pat Nevin also joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Slightly less excited this side of the pond, it has to be said.
Well, let's talk to David first. You've been that soldier. You've been the person who's being shouted at, ref, it was over the line. How do you feel about it coming in then?
Well, it's exciting times in the sense that it's a new technology into the game. When I heard the name Hawkeye yesterday, the first thing I thought of wasn't that the guy in the last of the Higgins years ago, and I had a little chuckle to myself. But if you look at this, there is one worry that I have, and maybe I think this is where Pat might be thinking as well. Although this is coming in, it's going to decide whether the goal is, ball has crossed the line and the goal is being given. I'm a bit concerned that it might have opened a little door here for an awful lot more technology to come into the game, which could be a worry, you know.
Like what?
Well, I know for a fact there, just listening over the last 48 hours, we've now got a thing going on that they're looking for offsides now as well, to be clarified. The Stoke chairman, Peter Coates, came out yesterday afternoon after the meeting with the Premier League owners and chairman, and he said he'd welcome all technology, but very, very wary of it. And David Gold, the West Ham owner, has said that he'd be open-minded to more technology, including something for the offside. Like, eventually, this could lead to a referee sitting in the stand pressing a button, you know?
Well, Pat Nevin, what's your response?
Add my name to that list that you just just read out there. I think it's incredible it's taken this long. I think Football Association and the governing bodies are Luddites, really, that it's taken this long to get this technology in. I've worked in that area for many years now, almost 2 decades now, and the thought that we do not use video technology for the offsides, for possible penalty kicks, for various things, is beyond me. Now, before you have a right go back at me, let me explain my thoughts on it. My thoughts on it are twofold. Number one, imagine if you're coming from another planet and you're coming to this little planet that we live on, and there's this big game of football and it's the World Cup final, and we're going to judge who is right or wrong in a decision. And who do we let of the 2 billion people watching this game make the decision? Yes, you guessed it. The one guy who can't actually see it. He's not got use of the technology. The madness of it is beyond belief. Now, I don't want to take referees and assistant referees out of the game. What I want to do is help them. And the way to do it, and it's pretty simple, you give 2 challenges per half to the managers. So if they're concerned about a decision, they throw a flag on the play. The play carries on until it goes out, and then you re-look at it. Maybe only twice in a game, so you don't slow the game down. The referees are aided by this, and the referees, if in the end those 2 flags are flown down and some other problem happens later in the game, well, it isn't the referee's fault. It is the manager's fault for wasting their challenges. I've actually thought this through quite a lot. I just want to make it easier, not only for the referees, but I want to make it a fairer game for us all.
David, do you think that perhaps the FA has overcomplicated things here?
Well, they've certainly overcomplicated the offside rule, because even in my day, like, player was in an offside position, flag went up and you gave a decision. Now it's second phase play, it's interfered in the play. It can become very messy, and it is tough on the linesman. But just to go back to what Pat has been saying there, I heard a conversation between Peter Reid and Chris Kamara last Sunday about this challenging issue. Pat, I can't see that working, for the main reason being managers will use this to suit themselves, i.e. if a case of ball has gone in and there's a possibility of an offside, and the ball breaks quickly down the other end, and he sees it as, oh, listen, I'm going to use this challenge, particularly if he's got half his team up the field. He might waste the challenge deliberately to stop the game. And
no, but you don't stop the game. You missed my point. You carry on until the ball's out of play. That point has been covered easily. You carry on until the ball's out of play, and then you go back to the original decision and decide whether it's right or wrong. Tennis does it. It's fine. It's easy. It's no problem.
Okay, so we got a situation where the ball doesn't go out of play for the guts of 4 to 5 minutes, which can't happen. You know, do you wait for 4 to 5 minutes? Do we go back 5 minutes? Does the referee really
want to watch 5 minutes? It's a possibility if it's an absolute clear decision that, you know, that was an absolute clear penalty and the referee is being afforded the information through the video technology. You can actually save that 4 or 5 minutes if you want. But if you want to go to the rule of law, yeah, you can carry on that period of time and then go back to the decision. Everybody, including all the fans, know there's a flag in the play.
But see, this is where we're going to differ on it. You know, players, managers, referees, assistant referees, this is where it's always going to be different angle from both sides. In the angle that I'd be coming up, as you said, the ball has to go out of play before we can stop it. So if it is a case of 5 minutes of play, you've got to rewind 5 minutes of play. And in 5 minutes of play, you know, it's a hell of a long time. Like, this is not a game like where rugby and cricket and, you know, tennis.
I know the argument.
The rugby game is a stop game. Our game is on momentum all the time. And to try and stop it, ideally, if it's a case of, yes, within a couple of seconds, but certainly not until, you know, ball goes out of play. That it would just be too long.
Could you explain to me why, and this is the bit that's always got me, why people will not allow it to be trialled? I suspect, and I'm pretty sure, 99% sure, if it's trialled and any little problems that are with this system can be ironed out very quickly. You trial it for a year and I promise you will never go back. The referees will love it because they will be out of the firing line. We will get more correct decisions. Now, just look at it historically. And do you know what? I won't even take it back more than a week. I'll just take it back this week. Did you see what happened to Malaga this week? These guys have worked their entire careers to try to get to level. They have put so much time in. And what happens in the end? It was an incorrect offside decision by the assistant referee and linesman. They got it wrong. They are out of the Champions League. Even the next night, I watched the Chelsea game. Within 5 to 10 seconds, it was clear that the penalty kick given against Chelsea wasn't a penalty kick. It was very clear. It was a dive.
But Patsy, in that Malaga game, is that not the magic of football, that they had an offside goal that was allowed?
You're absolutely brilliant. You're absolutely right there. Because what you should do is every time that sort of thing happens, like Thierry Henry handles a ball, Ireland should get kicked out of the World Cup. Isn't that really, really fair? What about in tennis when you're used to actually worry about a point that might win Wimbledon and it actually goes outside the line? But everyone knows it because the Hawkeye's there and can tell you it's outside the line. But tell you what, why don't we go back to the days when you're just looking at the linesman? So everybody else knows it's out. In actual fact, it was in. Wimbledon is won by the wrong person. It's a madness. Can we not see that this is a madness?
Okay, Michael's in Belfast. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. It's a pleasure to share the air with Pat Nevin, a great player in his day.
Oh.
I'm surprised you're muddying the waters a wee bit, Pat. You're a very direct player. The technology's there, so why is it not utilised? Let's face it. I'm not a fan of American football. But if my memory serves me right, I mean, they stop the play, they consult whoever, and that play continues. That's the way it should be in my books.
But I've been watching American football sometimes, Michael, and those games go on for hours.
Well, no, Lisa, that's because of television. You know, adverts, you know what I'm talking about? I don't want to insult your intelligence. It's because the television dictates that. But,
no, it's not. It's the American football game where you have offense and defense, and they get pauses.
It goes on and on because that. Can I also say, the Southern gentleman, we've had the technology for years in the GAA. All you need is two men in white coats with flags, and that's all you need.
well, if I can go back in there, Lisa, do you have the guy on the goal line? Now, I know there's a lot of controversy going on about these guys as well, but they're not doing their job properly, but in my opinion, they actually are. If you take this in other context on this path as well, this is very television-driven, very much so television-driven, and it's been television-driven for the last couple of years. So no doubt there will be an issue now that we'll run in with offside will be started to look at because they've got one over defence, they'll try and get another one in. I'm very interested to see that the Spanish League came out yesterday and said they won't be introducing this for the next 2 to 3 years, if at all. You know,
I think that's purely a cost thing. That's a cost thing. It's a lot of money to do this goal line technology thing. To do it with cameras from a truck, the TV truck that's actually there at the game. I worked in those trucks. I've done it for 20 years. You can do it in 10 seconds. It's
exactly.
Much, much cheaper. The technology is actually there already. You don't need the goal line stuff.
Yeah, this is what my point is. What you're coming from is you're coming from a media point of view as well. Although a former player, you're still coming from a media point of view, and it's been.
I'm not because I actually felt this way when I was a player. Because the thing that upset me more than anything else, I spent my entire life, my entire career, you know, from a 5-year-old boy training every single day to get to a situation where I'd be in a cup final and I could win something. And if an error is made that should be corrected, my entire career in many ways has been blighted. The referee's entire career, which has been much less work involved in it. Yes, there's been a lot of work, but there's a hell of a lot less work than getting to the top as a professional footballer. His career isn't blighted because he'll be back next time with other chances. You may not get another chance for your football, and the game was supposed to be about the people who made it work, i.e. the people who did the entertaining. And in the end, we're actually sticking towards the lack of technology, which is helping officials. I'm not helping officials, I think it's hindering officials. But in actual fact, we should be doing everything we can to make it fair. And it's not as a media man I'm doing it, it's as a footballer because I felt cheated.
Let's hear from Malachy in Belfast. Good morning.
How are you doing, Lisa? No, I just listened to the two boys. A point that I think that the technology should be used. You know, when you take Alexis Henry, who put the Republic out of the World Cup, if you think of the millions of fans that were going to go to that competition and the guys that had saved up, and, you know, the money involved in the sport now is absolutely phenomenal. And it's ludicrous for not to use the technology that's there. But one point that I've often wondered about football, and maybe the boys could answer this, if a red card is given to a player and it's after a day or two, the referees look at it and it's rescinded and that player's taken off a substitute or he's allowed to play back on again, could someone explain to me why when you see players, and they're trained to do this, remember, these guys trained to do this, they blatantly dive in penalty boxes to get their teams awarded penalty kicks. Why is it, and this is nothing to do with stopping the game, why is it after a game, if a player is seen to deliberately dive and look for a penalty kick, why is that player not automatically suspended for 4 to 6 weeks because he's a cheat?
David Mayer, you first.
I've written on this article, Lisa, in a magazine, and I've actually gone down the same road as that chap there. Basically, if you look at the dubious goals panel on a Monday, if a guy scored a goal, but in actual fact it wasn't him, it's gone in off somebody else, and they've awarded it to him. I've actually thought myself that there could be a situation where you'd have a dubious red card situation on a Monday. In other words, if there's a penalty given, and the referee has seen the penalty and he's given it, and all of a sudden he realises after the match it's an actual a dive. He's got it wrong, it's a dive. Mm. In that situation, I would take it to the Monday and I would suspend that player. And I would suspend him for at least a match, a minimum of a match.
Well, you should be suspended.
Let me finish now. If the referee sees it on the day and he gives a red card and he's wrong on the day, again on the Monday morning, that's rescinded and he's back to not being suspended.
Pat Nevin, what do you think?
I agree completely with caller, and I've said it for many, many years. Use the technology. I keep on saying it. Use the technology. If you find a player diving, you know what? You can get diving out of the game tomorrow afternoon. We all hate it. You get out of the game tomorrow afternoon. You said just as our caller said, 4-game ban if you're caught diving. And not if you think it's a dive, but it's a clear dive. Do you know what? You solve the problem overnight. Your caller's correct.
100%. 100% agree. Absolutely 100% agree. And it's the only way you're going to get rid of it. Pat, it's the only way you're going to get rid of it.
Yep,
you're
going
to take
I agree.
That attitude. But my idea of the technology being used there, Pat, is on the Monday, not on the day of the game.
Yeah, no. I like it being used all the time. But not constantly during the game. And go back to that. We had a little discussion earlier on there about American football takes so long. I'm an American football fan. It doesn't take so long because of all the red flags in the play. That's not what happened. It's a hybrid situation that I would suggest. You only actually get a possibility of 4 flags in any one 90-minute game. That's not going to keep the game going for 3 hours, trust me.
Harry's in Belfast. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
My comment is,
would it not be possible to introduce a system whereby the captain of the team would have a maximum of 3 appeals against referees' decisions?
Pat?
I think that's absolutely down right beside my call. I think that's what I've said precisely. I've just said 2 calls from the manager, red flags from the manager, be it the manager, be it the captain, whatever. It's a hybrid version of, you know, what they do in American football and what they do in the tennis. Absolutely. The thing is, I'm one of these people, see if it works. See if you trial it for a year in the league. I'll say, well done if it works. And if it doesn't, let's go back to the way it was because it isn't working. But I'll not close my mind to things. I'll be very open to it because I want fairness. And you know what? I believe at the base of it, so do every fan who watches football. You want to see fairness. I think every referee, I know for a fact, they more than anyone else want to see fairness and they want to see it being put in their place. So all I'm suggesting is take nothing away from officials, take nothing away from the game, just add to it.
Steve's on the line as well. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to ask Pat what the rest of the leagues are meant to do then. They just have to go on and take these decisions. It's just the money clubs. They're able to do this. So what's going to happen to the rest of football?
Different levels of football are different. Now, it hurts me to say that because obviously we all come from the base levels of football and that's where we all started. But could you tell me how many assistant additional referees there are in the League of Ireland or in the SPL in Scotland or in the lower leagues in England?
I've actually watched football as in lower leagues where there is no linesmen. You just
exactly.
Use bodies. I'm not going down that level. I'm talking about like the championship, you know, League One, you know, where you're getting into the Premiership from the championship. You could get into the Premiership with a decision.
Well, the championship.
Exactly.
Lisa, can I come in on that?
You know what I mean? But they can't afford to put cameras in their goals.
Okay, David, come in first. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, Lisa, as far as I'm aware, the Championship, the Football League are actually voting on this within the next couple of days as well. At the moment, it's not in, but they are voting on it. I'm sure Pat has heard that as well.
Yeah. Would you think that they're not going to afford to do it? There's a lot of Championship clubs that are going out of business. Practically.
Can I possibly get a word in with the caller?
You can, Pat. Go ahead.
You're making a point towards me that I've not made. I'm not one who's calling for goal line technology. I'm afraid I'm not on that camp. I'm the one who asks for other types of technology more than the goal line technology that is actually cheaper than the goal line technology. I think it's a huge amount of money, goal line technology, to be spent in a problem that is only a very small number of times it comes up. Whereas if you go and fight the bigger problem and use the cameras, you actually cover the goal line technology and you cover a lot of other areas as well. So to be honest, I would save you money if you went down my route.
Quick question to both of you, because I'm aware that we have a Scotsman and an Irishman on the line, so I might get a genuinely objective answer to this. But if goal line technology had existed in 1966, would England have won the World Cup? Would Hurst's hat-trick have stood? Pat first.
I personally don't think it was over the line, that one, but I still suspect England would have won the World Cup because they were getting better as the game went on.
David?
Well, if you look at the technology that has come into the game, the man that I blame even starting this ball rolling was Mr. Varlamov from Russia. He was that linesman that put up his flag. But as Pat said, I think they possibly would have gone on and won it because they were getting stronger. They did get the third goal. But if you're to ask me totally honestly, if I was standing on that line, don't think that ball crossed the line.
Ah, no, you see, that's what I said. Irishman and Scotsman, objective analysis there. And very quickly, Pat, you have a big game this weekend, City-Chelsea at Wembley on Sunday.
Yeah, I was covering the Chelsea game last night and they put out a shadow side, so they'll be fit and willing to go for the game against Man City. Again, I'm going down to that game. I think Man City are absolutely favourites, but there's one thing working against them. Their best player for me, the most creative player, David Silva, he may not be fit. He's got a hamstring strain, but I don't think he'll start the game. He might get a little messy roll at the end, but that might then fade it slightly towards Chelsea. But nothing in this one. Should be a cracker.
Scoreline prediction?
It hurts me to say. I think City will win 2-1. Oh. I'm a Chelsea man.
Okay, David, Pat, thank you very much and good luck on Sunday.